head out of the parking lot in a second.
Pulled out of my last stop, heading up 14 to get on 11, make my way back across.
85 on the Waze map, and it's not looking too good. Not anymore, especially even northbound. It used to be just southbound sucked. Now it's north and south.
I keep saying I'm glad I don't have to get on 85.
And I got a back way. It'll take me a few minutes longer, but it'll be better than sitting in traffic for all that time.
I'd be moving than sitting somewhere. Come for Christmas, or y'all gonna run through?
It's pretty much shut down for at least a week or two for Christmas. This year we're actually, the hall that I'm in now, we're shut down for 4 weeks because we got so much construction to do and equipment moves and whatnot. The other hall where I used to work, they're only down 3 weeks, but still, it's a long time and a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And I guess they're trying to keep everybody working too.
We got people coming in next week and the week after our Christmas shutdown, which is, would have normally come back on like January 6th, I believe it is. We would have come back, but we've got people coming in. We're going to send them to classes and, you know, just give them a chance to get their 40 hours instead of just having them go without pay.
I have something to do that, but it's still a pretty big expense.
For that, I mean, you're not building anything, so you're not making money. You're actually spending money to keep people busy so they can make their own money and be able to pay their bills. So it's a good thing, but yeah, it's definitely a huge expense.
It keeps them from filing unemployment and having to deal with all that, and the business having to deal with their side of it. So probably about the same in the long run.
I think that's why we do it, to keep people from filing unemployment. Because I think they did that 1 year. I was still a production associate. And they actually filed unemployment for me. And I had money set aside. That way I didn't have to worry about it. But, you know, I didn't really care. I mean, the check was a check. But still, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, they went ahead and did it. And, man, there was a lot of blowback from that.
So, and I think the businesses get a cheaper rate if they don't use it for so long or they're not using it all the time. So, yeah, who knows on that one.
That's really out of my wheelhouse.
Okay, I cut two shops off because of a wreck, so I didn't get to them. But that's just part of it.
At the absolute worst time, I was going by the plant where I park at, and it cut out pretty much all of that, all that steel up in there.
I was just going by, or had to cut two shops off because there was an accident and I couldn't get to them, so that's just the way it is sometimes. But hey, I'm going to run in and grab me something cold to drink, and I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HX.
Here, KO4CF, standing by.
CEF, KO4HKX.
Here, KO4CF.
That place is like a zoo this evening.
Same thing, get them a cold drink for the head home. Some of them just get the wrong kind of cold drink.
I'm just getting a cold Pepsi. They're buying multiples of adult beverages.
Many people through the years that'll do that.
Back there on the junction of 11 and 14, pretty close to your place, ain't it?
My parents live right behind there at the...
Just drove by them.
I guess you can see the space from their back porch. That's how close they live.
House on the corner.
There's a little cul-de-sac, and they're a few houses back from the cul-de-sac, watching the back side of the green, so... And it's funny watching the people get out there and play golf on certain days, like around holidays and whatnot. We were watching them during Thanksgiving.
HGX, that's another one where they're probably indulged in too many of them adult beverages.
You play played golf with somebody. That was the first thing they wanted was an adult beverage.
Seems to be all anybody wants anymore when they do anything.
With that, shoot, I barely even drink a beer every once in a while, but that's pretty much it. But there's got to be a certain reason for me to do it.
We're up in a house full of drinking and other substances. I don't mess with any of it. People can do what they want to, but I just don't mess with it.
I understand that.
Plan for the weekend.
I know. The wife's going to be out of town. She's leaving Friday. She'll come back sometime Sunday, I believe. And it'll just be me and the boys for the most part. I'll pick them up Friday after I get off work. We'll see what kind of trouble we can get into.
That might not be good.
I'll have to go to somewhere like Waffle House or something like that. Somewhere their mama doesn't like to go, but daddy will go with them.
Well, that, go spoil them while you can.
Be a good weekend for it. I'm just waiting on them to ask at this point.
Business meeting Saturday morning down in Anderson, so I want to make my way down there. And other than that, I don't know what I got going on.
Relax and enjoy yourself a little bit then, except for Saturday.
Probably play around with my new 3D printer.
Have you done anything with it?
A few things with it. Still trying to figure out the software to design your own stuff, tinkering with it. So I haven't printed anything that I've designed myself.
And, you know, I wouldn't mind having one, but then I don't know really what I'd use it for besides the occasional things. I just never have pulled the trigger on it.
I have some ideas on some stuff for the tool truck and that kind of thing. So I got some stuff I want to do with it. That's the reason I went ahead and done it. That and it goes along pretty good with the ham radio hobby.
What about that? I mean, you can print everything from the little, you know, people do the little mesh-tastic stuff, all that, the cases and whatnot. They're all 3D printed, except for the few that you can buy that come with a case, but they're usually a little more expensive. But I was even looking for my truck. I don't have anywhere to hang my microphone yet. I don't want to shoot any screws. So I thought, you know, if I had a 3D printer, I could probably find me a little microphone hanger and somehow mount it in the truck, you know, either with double-sided tape or somewhere. So I saw some ideas for that. I'm like, well, that could be a use for it.
Something to shoot me a STL file and I'll print it out for you.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, I was looking at the little ram ball mounts where you, on my truck, middle of the dash, there's this weird little cubby up top. I don't know what it's supposed to be for. I don't know what anybody throw up there, but I thought about putting one of those ram ball mounts up there and doing something with the FDM.
Seen some stuff for that. Just have to look and see if for sure it's for your truck.
I was looking at made a fairly nice looking one, and they had a Pro Series, and it actually came with a little stiffening bracket. It wasn't bulletproof. I can't remember what it was called, but I was looking at it. It looked pretty good. It's basically just a platform, and then you buy the mounts and the extensions and all that to go with it.
You pull a little rubber cover up and take the screws out underneath it and bolt it right down right there, and then you can, it's got three balls on it that you can put in there and put arms on.
It's about like the same one. And I watched the guy do the install, and it was fairly simple, fairly straightforward. The nice thing I like is, you know, if you do put holes in it, because you got to drill two holes in that little plastic piece that comes off of there, and yeah, really, when you're done with it, if you decide to take it all out, you just put that little rubber mat back over it, and nobody ever know the wiser.
So that looked like about the best option for me when I was looking at that stuff. They make it for the F-150, your truck. Well, yours is a 24, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can make sure it fits it. But I think it said it fits the 23, which I think they're pretty close to the same thing, if not the same thing.
23 and 24 are basically the same platform. And I got some of these neat little, you know, they call them little molly things for your car, but they're little mounting like plastic brackets that you can put. I saw one where you can put behind the back seats and whatnot and mount stuff to them. I thought that'd be a neat idea.
Use one of those on the sun visor here in the tool truck. It's got my 878 on it above my head, so I can see it fairly quickly.
JK4HX Bay, hey, this is Earl. So you drive a cool truck.
Cut out there at the end, I missed that.
Said, you drive a tool truck.
I do.
What tools do you sell?
I own a Matco franchise.
Oh, roger that, yeah. I mentioned I need replacing. I just, when you said tool truck, I didn't know what kind of tools you sold.
Not that brand.
K4HXB, I'm monitoring.
Yeah, this afternoon, Earl. And I do know there's a local Snap-on guy down here. If you can't get it fixed, let me know. I eat lunch with him on Thursdays. Because they can't try to argue about, well, he said this or he said that. Snap-on said they'll do it for this. What do you do it for? I was like, nah, because he told me what he'd do it for. We know.
Bless each other on pride.
And it helps, too, because he covers a little bit of area I don't, and I cover area he doesn't. So when somebody jumps ship and we're having trouble finding them, both of us will keep an eye out for them.
Relationship y'all have.
Two guys that work together like that, she'll make this business a lot easier.
Went down in this hole. Yeah, I can understand that. We see that at work alone. I mean, people not wanting to work with each other. I can only imagine competing tool company.
Funny is, he's an employee. The guy he lunch with, he's an employee of the actual owner. The owner, he was doing a repo on one of the customers that owed him and me money, so he collected my stuff for me too. So, and the district manager for the Snap-on down here used to be my old Snap-on guy, so we all have a good time when we get together.
Capitalism, N4ZLK.
We're plotting and scheming to see how we can get the most out of them.
How's the working man?
Mike can say that, but we do a lot of looking out for these younger guys that actually want to be in the industry and not to get them in trouble with the tool trucks.
It's easy to do. I remember when I did electrical work and had to go buy all my own tools and everything. You go to the local Craftsman when Sears used to sell Craftsman tools. And that's where I picked up everything I needed.
I was pulling out in traffic and then it was in a low spot. Good evening, Andrew. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And then I'll probably back out of here again because I'm in a bad area. But it was perfect area for my comment earlier. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Out there tonight. I hope you ain't got to work too much longer. KO4HX.
Be safe. KO4CF. And Merry Christmas to you.
Done anything with your DMR radio lately? Have you done anything with DMR lately?
Honestly, I'll tell you what, this is about the most radio I've done in a long time. It's, you know, just now that I got my truck and I'm driving it, you know, several days a week. Because I had to rearrange the living room and whatnot, and I moved my computer stuff out, so the hotspot's turned off, the computer's not hooked to the radios anymore. It's been kind of weird.
Christmas tree took up your radio room, did it?
Sort of. I started moving stuff a little before that, but, you know, just to kind of free up some living room space. One day I need to move my coax and everything. I'd like to keep it all in the bedroom, but it'll probably end up coming back out before long. Because I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, man, I need to bring my computer back out here so I can do a little bit on the radio and, you know, hunt parks or POTAs and whatnot, and I just don't do that.
That You'll go through spells, just like any other hobby.
And I'd like to get on some of those Simplex nets from that group, but I always miss it. Like Tuesday night, definitely not a great time, but the other nights, it seems like I always got something going on.
And, well, life tends to do that sometimes. I know it's the way it is for me sometimes. But, hey, before I forget, what are you doing the 21st? That's a, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Hold anything.
Why don't you ride up to Hendersonville and meet those guys. We'll get together there at the Ingles on Spartanburg Highway.
If you remind me, I'll try to figure out what time y'all meet.
Probably around 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock. There's a testing session there, so we'll be there for a while if you just want to drop in when you can.
I think that was one of the places I was looking at the take my test, because I remember somebody telling me about them doing it up in Hendersonville, and God, I can't remember the details now. It's been so long. Was it near an Ingles or something like that?
At the Ingles Deli there. They allow them to come in there and do it. So it's pretty good. I've been going for the last, I don't know, 3 months. And it's been pretty good turnout. Met a lot of new fans and keep up with the group.
Yeah, if I don't have anything going on or not going hunting or something, I might have to stop in a bit.
If you just come in, hello, you're passing through, whatever.
I'm playing something out where I need to go to Hendersonville.
Is that last minute Christmas shopping?
Shoot, I'm hoping to have all that done. The boys are, like I said, they're staying with the in-laws, and the wife's leaving town tomorrow, so I thought maybe just go do a little bit of Christmas shopping tonight. I got pretty much everything at this point, but just a little few odds and ends, a little toys for them, and something, besides the other stuff we got.
After that, I don't know what to get anybody this year. I got the wife a nice gift. She gets to hang around with me for 2 weeks straight. Going back to work.
Roger that. Yeah, mine's going to have to put up with me for 2 weeks, too.
To the house?
I know, and I'm coming through Inman now, so I got a few more miles left.
Pulling in here to switch vehicles now, so that's why I was asking.
Well, if I'm still on, whenever you get swapped out, I'll just give me a holler. If not, I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. Or are you going to take Friday off?
I may have to get up and drive all the way down to Michelin and take them the stuff that they ordered.
They'll
let me know, but hopefully they'll let me know here soon.
Got one for you, right?
It has, and it didn't disappoint this time. After that, well, I'm going to hop out of here. I just pulled the parking brake. You be careful the rest of the trip home, and if I don't talk to you in the morning, you have a great weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
You have a good weekend as well. 7-3. KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.